More than half the businesses are not submitting required injury and illness data. OSHA's efforts to encourage or enforce this requirement are really just too limited.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. About 3.5 million workers suffered job-related injuries or illness in 2018. Additionally, more than 5,000 workers died from their injuries that same year. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, collects data from employers about injuries and illness in order to provide oversight of industries as well as to improve safety policies for workers. However, OSHA officials told GAO that a high number of employers may not have reported this data in 2019. Today we talk with Tom Costa, an expert on worker safety and health issues and an acting director in our Education, Workforce, and Income Security team about his new report on OSHA's efforts to obtain and use this data. Thank you for joining me, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
So, Tom, what are the requirements for employers to report on job-related injuries and illness?
Well, in general, if an employer has more than 10 employees and is not part of a low-risk industry like office workers or something like that, they must record all job-related injuries and illnesses. And in 2017, OSHA began requiring smaller employers in high-risk industries like waste collection or hospitals and all larger employers to report summary injury and illness data electronically on an annual basis.
And do we know about how many employers failed to report these incidents?
So we estimated that about 459,000 establishments were required to report this summary injury and illness data, but only about 212,000 did. So that means that about 54% didn't report and only 46% did.
And how does this compare with other years we looked at?
So we looked at 2016 to 2018. And in each year, although the compliance rate increased, which is a good thing, it never broke 50%. So in 2016, it was 35%. In 2017, it went up to 42%. And then in 2018, 46%.
So how does OSHA know when businesses fail to submit injury and illness reports?
OSHA gets the names of establishments that meet the annual reporting requirement from a data company, and it matches it with establishments that have already submitted their data to identify those that haven't. So at the time of our work, OSHA determined that hundreds of thousands of establishments that were required to report may not have done so based on their matching. For example, they identified about 224,000 that didn't submit in 2018 and 220,000 that may not have submitted in 2019.
So it sounds like OSHA has an important role in assuring the safe and healthful conditions of the nation's workforce, and it does this by collecting and analyzing reports of injury and illness from employers, but that a large number of employers are not reporting incidents. Tom, what does OSHA do when they discover employers didn't report incidents?
OSHA sends reminder postcards asking employers to submit their injury and illness data. However, they sent the postcards to fewer than 30,000 employees each year, and they didn't conduct any follow-up after sending the cards to see if the employers complied. In addition, when OSHA conducts an on-site inspection, it will issue citations if it determines an employer hasn't submitted the data. Again, however, OSHA only cited 255 establishments for not reporting between December 2017 and September 2019, so that's over more than a year-long period.
Do we know why they didn't contact more employers?
OSHA said that they didn't have the resources necessarily to do so, but honestly, we don't know exactly why there wasn't as much follow-up as we might have expected or hoped for.
So why is it important that employers report job-related illnesses and injuries?
OSHA uses this data to help select establishments with higher injury and illness rates for comprehensive inspections. If an employer doesn't submit their data, it's unlikely that they'll be selected. This, coupled with the fact that very few employers receive a citation, creates a potential incentive for employers not to report. And although OSHA does inspect some establishments that it identifies as being non-responders, it may not be enough to counteract this potential incentive. So, for example, in fiscal year 19, OSHA selected 3,022 establishments for possible inspection and had enough time and resources to do a comprehensive inspection of only 727 of them. However, because OSHA only receives data on less than 50% of the establishments that should be reporting, the agency can't really know whether it's targeting its comprehensive inspections to those with the highest injury and illness rates, which is really the purpose of the program.
It seems like having access to this data or having complete data would be particularly important during a pandemic. Do we know anything about how OSHA's handling issues with response rates or reporting during COVID-19?
So employers aren't required to report their summary data until March of the following year. So 2020 data that will cover the pandemic will be due this March. All employers are required to report job-related deaths within 8 hours and hospitalizations within 24 hours, including those that are COVID-related. Also, it takes at least 2 days after exposure for COVID symptoms to show up. So OSHA is getting some information from some employers. They may not be getting complete information on hospitalizations and deaths, and that's likely limiting their ability to ensure a safe workplace. Right now, we have ongoing work looking into OSHA's efforts during the pandemic, and some of our findings will also be reported in GAO's January CARES Act report.
Did we make any recommendations to OSHA that would help them encourage reporting?
Yes, we did. We recommended that OSHA look at its current procedures for ensuring that employers electronically report their injury and illness data and implement a plan to address any shortcomings. Specifically, we asked that they address both how OSHA can encourage employers to comply with this requirement and cite for noncompliance. And we're pleased OSHA agreed to take action on our recommendation.
And last question, Tom, what's the bottom line of this report?
More than half the businesses are not submitting required annual injury and illness data, and OSHA's efforts to encourage or enforce this requirement are really just too limited. OSHA needs the data so that it knows which establishments have the highest injury and illness rate, so it can address unsafe working conditions and help keep American workers safe.
That was GAO's Tom Costa talking about a new report that looked at the data OSHA collects on workplace illnesses and injuries. Thank you for your time, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me, Holly. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.